These were very important elections, although we have criticized those elections not to be fair and impartial. But the results of the election is that now a civilian government is in place in Myanmar, and the leadership has been taking consistent decisions in the right directions towards improvement of the human rights in the country.
And thank you for bringing up that issue about the human rights situation in Myanmar, because, of course, that is your portfolio. What are some of the challenges?
I would say a very important challenge is the situation in border areas where the armed conflict is still going on. And we have, for example, the situation in Kachin State. Of course, the government has been doing a lot of progress in this regard towards ceasefire agreements and starting peace talks with these groups. At the same time, as I said, I think a long-term solution has to be applied, but simultaneously the government should address the human rights abuses during armed conflict. This has been an endemic problem in Myanmar throughout the decades, where the army has been fighting against the non-state armed groups. And in this fighting, the civilians, particularly ethnic minorities, has been suffering the consequences of the armed conflict. And I hope, and I've been discussing with the authorities in the country, that together with the solution in terms of the peace and the ceasefires, there has to be a very concrete instruction to the army that human rights must be respected in armed conflict.
And I wonder if you can tell us about some of these instances of human rights abuses. What's occurring, or what reports have you received?
What has been a common practice is, first, the displacement of villagers by the army, by the battalions, together with land confiscation. And also, recently I have received reports of kidnappings of villagers and also villagers being killed. This compromises international humanitarian law, the Geneva Conventions, and many human rights standards.
In your talks with the government and the other authorities that you've met with, do you see any willingness to try and address these issues and resolve them?
I see a willingness from the authorities in the capital city, in Naypyidaw. One of the problems is to what extent this willingness from these authorities reach the different battalions around the country and the army itself. Don't forget that this is a country that has been under the rule of military for 40 years, and this cannot be changed from one day to another. And also remember, for example, that the parliament, the 25% of the parliament, is integrated by military representatives. So one of the problems is the militarization as a policy. On the one hand, there is a clear willingness, and I'm always glad to hear from the government authorities, the willingness to really comply with the international human rights standards. At the same time, the question is implementation, particularly in border areas.
Now, among the many people that you met with was the lady, Aung San Suu Kyi. Tell us, what was that meeting like and what did you discuss with her?
She has been under my attention while she was a political prisoner. Remember that she was a political prisoner for many years. So in this regard, was of my concern as a human rights reporter. Now, she has become a political leader. She's a member of the parliament. And in this regard, it's very important to hear her impressions about this transition to democracy. And how does she see my participation, my role in this transition to democracy? How can a special reporter for human rights can help the transition to democracy to be successful? So these were the kind of discussions that I had with Madame Aung San Suu Kyi. More specifically, I also talked about the remaining political prisoners. The government has taken important decisions in this regard, releasing a large number of political prisoners. However, there are some others who remain in Myanmar prisons, some of them member of the Madame Aung San Suu Kyi's political party, the National League for Democracy. And one other important issue that we discuss is, how does she see the importance of addressing the human rights violations of the past? How Myanmar will face what happened in the past? And this was an important discussion that I had with her, but also with the government authorities and some other stakeholders.